I hear you.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Sorry, I was... Okay, can you hear me very well? Because I need to ask you a question.
I can hear you, but it sounds like you have like a fan or something going too.
What? I didn't hear what you just said at all.
It sounds like you have a fan or something on.
Hold on a second. Let me try some.
I need like a paper towel or something. Do you have a towel? Yeah, it's getting a little
drippy.
Is
this better?
Yes.
Okay, that was my dishwasher. Hello?
Hello.
Okay, let me tell you why I was my dish. Because I had a terrible day. And, well, it was all right, but I'm going to be dramatic.
Okay.
I really want to make... I really want to make taquitos, which is my favorite thing to make. And I was like, it's going to be 11 o'clock. I'm going to podcast and make taquitos. So as long as you can hear me, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
It's going to be a special cooking with Joanna.
So this is a cooking
show? And Matthew,
show?
Listen on the other end. Yeah.
I'll just be hungry.
Okay, I don't know if this is good to anybody. I don't know. I found the recipe forever ago. But it's a southern taquito, which is just that I put barbecue sauce in instead of like enchiladas.
Okay, because you guys
and
don't...
And I don't wrap it properly.
You guys don't have Mexican food where you are at.
Yeah, we do. We got some good Mexican places.
No, because I asked you the other day about tamales, and you didn't even know what that was.
I know what a tamale is. I don't eat them. When I eat Mexican food, I'm not very adventurous.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, cheese quesadilla, please. So, like, that's the most adventurous I get with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I have strong opinions about in Mexican cuisine is I hate corn tortillas.
Oh, okay.
Like, the smell of them makes me gag. But flour tortillas, I'm like, baller. Oh, bad word.
Yeah, that's definitely a white people thing.
What, not liking corn tortillas?
Well, flour tortillas.
Flour tortillas are amazing. The only
the one true tortilla.
It's like the ring for white people. Well, I guess the Lord of the Rings is kind of for white people too. I mean, majority. Oh, I just burnt my hand on this dang chicken.
So do you have anything?
I have to shred it, and I'm too lazy to shred it like properly. So I'm like, I'm just gonna flip it. But then I'm like, it just came out of the oven. This is cooking with Joanna. Don't pick up hot chicken with your hands.
Life hacks. Well, it's not really a life hack.
Yeah. I'm just literally taking a knife and scraping at it and holding the fork. Is that... That sounds...
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't see what you're doing, so I'm going to take your word for it.
I'm probably... And, like, I see people, like, make their, like... They, like, warm their tortillas, and they do it, like, very carefully. And I'm like, bought it from the store. And I don't roll it up properly. It's, like, they're all different sizes, and they're kind of... That's my life, man. I'm making taquitos at 11 o'clock on a Thursday.
Are you going to be eating these tonight, or are these for tomorrow?
Oh, these are going down tonight.
Oh, this is a late night snack.
I might have enough for lunch tomorrow if I don't eat them all tonight.
I doubt it.
In a angry, like.
Mm-hmm. So, do you have anything for us to talk about tonight? Because I sure don't.
You don't?
No.
Okay, let's brainstorm real quick. This isn't part of the show.
I've got new flavors of cereal to report to you.
Okay, that's boring.
We talked
about what kind of cereal,
huh?
Depending on the cereal.
Well,
I guess.
I'm sure you'll have opinions. We talked about Sour Patch Kids cereal.
And how long did that conversation last?
Well, I'm not saying this is going to be a whole segment. I'm just...
Just a quick for instance.
I'm just... My investigative reporting, I'm breaking this to you. My sources are the article that I found online.
Whoa, okay. You can't go wrong. Okay, what should we talk about? What's happening in the news, people?
Oh, so much.
This is when we should have a staff that, like, tells us what to talk about.
We need
Let's talk about the Khloe Kardashian thing without, like, zero information.
Okay, I mean, when you say zero information,
I have a little information.
Then you're one leg up above me. Is that the...
Did you hear there's a rumor that she's going to be the next Bachelorette, Khloe Kardashian?
Oh, God, that's gross.
I'd be so down for it.
What would that even be?
I don't know. I say I'd be so down for it, and, like, Khloe's the only Kardashian I like.
Mm-hmm.
But like I tried to watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians and I always get hooked in like initially. I'm like, all right, Kim,
I can do
tell
this.
Me your thing. But then they just bore the ever living, like they've got so much money and they're like, I'm gonna go buy a jacket. Mm-hmm. That's the whole episode. Or
I mean,
what drives me absolutely crazy.
I don't want to watch a show if it's just my life.
Well, no, because we could not afford their jacket. So, because like what? I don't know if anyone cares, but Chris Kardashian just bought her grandson like a $500 puff ugly Versace or Dolce & Gabbana jacket. It's hideous. So, you know, they're not really living our life yet. I fell. I'm all right. All right, hold on. I have to get the cream cheese.
Not much I can do to help you from over here. I mean, I can call.
No, that's the wrong cream cheese. Where's the right cream? No, I just bought it. Okay, I couldn't find the cream cheese.
I mean, I thought I was watching an episode of Keeping Up with Joanna.
Where's the cream cheese? Dear Andy Cohen.
Yeah.
It's going to be our new segment. We have to come up with, like, new show ideas.
That'll be our segment.
Wouldn't it be great if we had him on an episode and he just told us a no?
Yeah, we'll just pitch. We'll have a long list of pitches for him. And he'll just say,
And feel free, listeners, if you have an idea for a fictional show for Matthew and me to do, that we can hashtag Dear Andy Cohen
yeah,
and tweet
us. Our segment, Dear Andy Cohen.
My dearest Andy. I want you to put, like, when you edit this,
okay.
Like, before I say my dearest Andy, like, put, like, sappy, like, music, like, when,
like you're
people
writing
in the war used to write letters, yeah. Like, letters to love him.
Uh-huh, on the battlefield.
My dearest Andy, I have an idea for a shoe.
I hope you are like, well.
Yeah, but let's talk about me. Okay, I have an idea for what we can talk.
Okay.
Okay, movies that okay. We will watch.
Yeah.
Like, no matter how many times we've seen. And movies that are traditionally like, oh my god, that's such a bad movie. Boy, those can fall in the category.
Movies?
Like, your
love to
your
hate.
Comfort movies. I don't, no, you don't have to hate them. Like, they could be a generally good movie, but you're like, if it's on, you're watch. Or you could quote it backwards and
That's tricky, though. Let me think.
Well, I asked the hard questions.
I know. You get right to the meat of the interview.
I like meat.
What can I say?
Damn, I just found the other cream cheese.
Okay, so this kitchen ASMR that you're doing over here.
Is it hot? Hold on. I have to put the other cream cheese. Where is the sauce? Okay.
So the title of this episode is going to be Where's the Cream Cheese?
Is anyone else, like, I think this is also definitely not traditionally Mexican because I'm putting cheese in it. It's supposed to be for a diet or so. It's like
is that in, what is it? I mean, what is that instead of?
Yes! Hold on. Ryan's getting me salt and vinegar chips. Oh my god. I have to respond or he won't. Okay. They are Ritz crispy and thin salt and vinegar. They're so good.
Man.
My appreciation to the Ritz company.
Your life is so exciting, Joanna.
I know. I think it's instead of, like, again, I haven't had traditional taquitos, so I don't know what actually goes in them. I think it's just shredded cheese. You would know someone that would know.
Well, a taquito is just a corn tortilla with, like, chicken inside of it, and then it's fried.
Well,
there's
with
no,
just chicken in it?
Yeah, there's nothing else in it. You put other stuff in it,
mine,
and it becomes a burrito.
Well, I don't know why it's called a Weight Watchers thing. And I certainly don't follow the Weight Watchers recipe because I put way too much barbecue sauce. Mm-hmm. I have to make two bowls of this.
Also, if I was dieting, I don't think taquitos would be at the top of my meal plan.
No, you can have anything if you just Google, like you can get, I love ziti. Uh-huh. And if you just type in, like, Weight Watchers ziti, you can find equivalents. And there's a fried chicken recipe where it's just cornflakes that you mash up and you, like, that's the breading.
So, are these these taquitos, are you frying them?
Ew, no, I bake them. I don't know how to fry them.
Okay, so this doesn't sound like a taquito.
Okay, let me break it down. It is shredded chicken.
It kind of sounds like an enchilada.
Yeah, I could see that. But the recipe calls it taquito, so we call it taquito. Okay?
All right.
In my defense, a lot of Mexican food is like the same thing, all in just like a different pattern.
A different shape.
I mean, kind of. Okay.
All right.
Ryan is such a diva.
Yeah.
Because I like to put Sweet Baby Ray's, honey barbecue sauce. I don't know what happened to me. I'm so sorry. I like to put Sweet Baby Ray's honey barbecue sauce. We'll say taquito.
Uh-huh.
Joe Tito. Anyway. But Ryan has to be a diva and get buffalo sauce. I don't like it.
All right.
Like the sweet sauce.
This is definitely our foodie episode.
Except I don't know if anyone else finds this. It's really good. Oh, and then, okay, so if anyone wants to make this, it's really good. I highly recommend it. So you bake, I like to get chicken tenderloin. Is that? Yeah. It's like the long, thin chicken breast. And then I season them and I bake them. And then I shred them, which is what you heard me burn my hand on because I was too lazy to wait.
Because she's
then
hungry.
Well, if you have a diva husband that needs separate sauce and just can't handle the sweet stuff, you have to do two different bowls, and you take light cream cheese.
Wait, he doesn't like the sweet stuff?
No, he likes,
Oh.
I like the sweet stuff.
So it sounds like you're the diva.
Maybe. No, because the original recipe does not call for his. He was like, it would probably taste really good with buffalo. So actually, I think I wrote that.
So you're making two batches?
Yeah. Well, not really. It's the same batch. I just have to separate. You put the chicken in, and then you put the, like, a half of, well, you put a whole thing in as one sauce, but, like, one packet of a block of cream cheese. Uh-huh. And then you put your whatever sauce.
Yeah, no diet food. Heart. No diet food comes in units of measurements of blocks.
Okay. All right. It is light cream cheese, original fat-free, and I... Shut up.
All right.
Okay. Hold on, I gotta get the tortillas. Okay, sorry, I had to read my head.
So we're gonna talk about movies that we like.
Yeah. Okay. Well, first off, how are you? What's going on?
How are you?
I think you hear how I'm doing. I'm making taquitos 11 o'clock. I've lost all control of my life.
Mm-hmm. I saw your school schedule the other day. That doesn't look like a good time.
I just came out of my math class and my science class. And my reading and literacy class. So that's how I'm doing. It's like, but I had the day off today. That was nice. Mm-hmm. I was going to ask, is this on top of working? It is, but today I took the day off because I got an award today.
What was your award for, Joanna?
I was on the list and it was.
Was it a bad list?
Bad dean's list. not going there. Nope.
That's a different podcast.
Anyway, different podcast. and I done good, so they gave me a certificate, and it was really weird, like, the honor ceremony was, I mean, it was kind of like a preview of what graduation's gonna be like in May, because, mm-hmm. like, people were so obnoxious, like, that's my baby, and it's like, okay, calm down, we're getting a certificate they made at Staples, all right, like, I'm getting it too, I literally took a day off work
We're all adults here.
Certificate from things. But, like, I guess, I'm gonna go to a women's college.
Yeah.
And so, like, there's a lot of, like...
I am woman, hear me roar.
Kind of, yeah. That's very that. But, like, I'm an evening student. So I feel super disconnected from my school a lot of the time. And every time I go to a school, when I was in high school, mm-hmm. when I was in middle school, when I was at my tech college, and now that I'm here, I always make friends with people mm-hmm. the last semester.
Right? Oh.
Yeah, so I have all of these friends now that I'm about to lose.
I never made friends in any of my college classes.
Or do you do this thing where you make friends and then immediately you're not in that class anymore? You're like, I'll talk to you anymore.
Out of sight, out of mind. No, I just didn't talk to you. Like, when you're in high school, you're in class with the same people for probably like 12 years if you went to elementary school with the same people. And you see them every day and you have lunch with them and you have multiple classes with them. And then you see them again next year. And so then, like, you're friends with them. But when you go to college, you're there for an hour and a half or 3 hours and you do your class and then you go home. And the only time you ever talk to anybody else in the class is if you have to do some sort of group thing. And 9 times out of 10, I don't like those people by the end of the project.
I have really, like, good... I've gotten a really good group. I've only had one bad project. We had to do... It was, like, family... God, it was, like, family studies class or whatever. And it was literally, like, in high where you had to have a brain.
Mm-hmm.
And B dated on the brain.
Okay.
And she was like, be very careful who you match with. You may not like them. And I was like, nah, I'm a pretty good judge of character. And I picked this girl, and she looked cool.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a divorce, you know, the class.
Wow.
And, it just like, wasn't we working just, out. We had to write a paper
did
together.
You guys wanted different things?
Oh my God, it was so tense because, like, this was the point of my life where instead of
he saw himself as alive and I saw him as dead.
Well, I mean, I just got into it.
No, that. Well,
I know that's your solution to everything,
that's
Matthew.
Less musical.
No, that's how you handle things. we had to write this paper together, and like I said, I was at this point in my life where instead of dealing with conflict directly to avoid actual, like, resentment, I was just like, just put a smile on it, and that doesn't. And so I was just a smile on it. We're writing this paper. She was like, it's a writing surprise. And I was like, it is 11 o'clock in the library. I want to go home. And she kept, no offense to anyone that we have listened to that vapes, but this was like the beginning of vaping, and she kept doing it. And like the whole, like, we're not supposed to vape in the library. We're in the computer lab, so technically, yeah. I guess it was okay, but I don't think you're supposed to vape around. It's just a gray area, and she's like, there's no sign. I was like, because they didn't assume someone would do that. We just got into an awkward. It was just awkward all around. And if I just said, like, hey, you're really irritating me. Can we just, like, get this together, and we don't have to see each other anymore?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like that would have been better. Maybe not.
I don't know.
I just, I feel like being more direct is a better question. That's what I mean. Do yourself. Oh.
That's is that and work and
make taquitos 11 o'clock because I have no sense of myself anymore. How about you?
Well, let's talk about movies. We'll go back and forth, okay? So pitch me your movie and we'll see if we can keep score, like who's seen each other's, like...
Okay, well, I already know that you... We haven't... Oh, okay, hold on. You're listening to That's What I Said, a podcast.
Yeah, you started it!
You're listening to That's What I Said, a podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Matthew Dickens, and with me is your other host, Joanna Zaluski.
Hello.
Okay.
Boy, that's how I sound.
We never get better at that.
No, I think we are getting better. Wait, I actually thought that was good. F you. That was good.
All right, so this week we're going to talk about our favorite movies.
Because the Oscars this weekend, uh-huh. You're listening in order.
Because we believe that the Oscars did not nominate the Best Pictures.
No, and by Best Pictures, I mean movies that we've seen probably over 13. Mm-hmm. So, you know, mm-hmm. Super relevant, y'all.
Yes. Topical. We are nothing but topical.
Ooh, you know what we should have done? And what? I guess we could pause it and put it in there.
No, it's
like,
too late.
Pick it, like, every... Okay, for one of years, like, look up a year, uh-huh. Like, 1990, and then pick our favorite movie for that year.
Movies.
We thought about more like that.
Okay, movies.
So, we can start... Let's start with 1990. Well, no, because I was one.
Okay, movies that...
This movie was really important to me when I was a baby.
Out in...
You want to do from 2000s?
All right, from the year 2000?
Okay, well, sorry, the year 2000. Our favorite movie from, like, what we can... like, the top movies of that year. So, ooh, I already have mine.
Oh, okay, hold on. Top movies.
Maybe. Oh, there was that. 2000 was a good year for movies. Oh, wait, I'm on 2000.
Which website are you on?
I just Googled movies.
IMDb, apparently.
Okay, make sure that you're putting not 2000. Okay.
2000.
I'm getting movies, like, from the
2000. Okay. I didn't see any of these.
You didn't see any of these?
Oh, I saw that one. Oh, that one. That one was one of my favorite movies for a long time. Hold on, let me...
Okay, so get our choices together.
Make a list
here. Okay, make sure this is released in 2000.
This one too.
American films of the... Okay, I'm ready. Oh, well, maybe I'm not. I didn't actually look at the movies.
Ooh, I think
I super want to defend that movie. It was super good.
I think we're going to have some of the same ones.
I don't know.
Oh, that one's good. I've seen that one 1,000 times. 2000 was good.
Oh my God, I have my movie.
2000 was...
I'm ready.
Yep, that one too. 2000 was a good year. You picked good, Joanna. Didn't really like that one.
I know. Well, we can go to 2019. I don't think it'll take us that long.
Wait, we're doing every year?
Yes.
Oh, because I'm like just... All right.
Okay, you can go first.
All right. So my favorite movie from the year 2000, and it was probably my favorite movie for a very, very long time, was a little film called Almost Famous. Did you ever see it?
Oh, I never saw that movie.
It was a very good movie. It had Kate Hudson and...
I love her.
Francis McDormand, Jimmy Fallon was in it.
Who was Jimmy Fallon?
He played a guy named Dennis, apparently, according to IMDb. I don't remember. It's been a long time since
Dennis.
It's been a long time since I've seen this movie.
Why should I watch that movie?
Well, it was a very good movie about just like following your dreams and like pushing through and like whenever you get a setback, like don't give up and just keep going. And I don't know. It was very good.
Hello.
There
you go. Okay, that I remember. Like, I think I've seen bits of that movie, but I haven't seen the whole thing.
Well, it's very good. You should.
But it just never super appealed to me.
Oh,
I'll go into it. I mean, I'm sure it's good. I remember like that really launched Kate Hudson. I mean, besides her mom being Goldie Hawn.
Goldie Hawn.
I mean, that might have helped.
I think she
and her stepdad being Kurt Russell.
Mm-hmm.
She's super talented, though. I'm not, like, discrediting
her.
Like,
you're not saying that she just had everything handed to her.
Oh, and I'm going to wait to see if that's on the list, because I want to talk about another movie that's just my favorite movie.
All right. So then what
so you have one more.
You give me your other one now.
Okay, Center Stage. Did you ever see that movie?
Oh, maybe. Let me look it up.
You were
quick.
A dancer.
I know.
It was about the American Ballet Company.
I think I saw it. One moment, please.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm sure I did. because we watched, when I was a kid, we would go over to my grandma's house every summer, and she had cable, and we didn't have cable, so that was like a luxury. And
fancy.
She would let us rent movies from like pay-per-view or whatever, and I feel like that was one of the movies that we saw.
Okay, well, that movie, like, I love ballet probably because of that movie. Mm-hmm. Because it was a love triangle, and there was drama, and there was dancing. And if you ever, like, even if you don't see the movie, mm-hmm. please Google the last scene from, Save the Last Dance. That's a good one, too. But Center Stage, because it's, like, Michael Jackson, and it's cool. It's really neat ballet. Okay, hold on. I have to take my taquitos out.
Oh, jeez.
I'll be right back.
The way you met. Taquitos are right.
Okay, I'm back.
2002. Sorry.
Okay, so your next one.
So my next one is How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the one with Jim Carrey.
No, that was iconic. That had some great one-liners in it.
That is one of my favorite movies.
It's still like, I mean, even today, like, I'll still, like, every Christmas, I love seeing all the gifts online. And did you see the new Grinch movie from this year?
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
So that was...
You have feelings.
Very rarely do I leave a movie thinking that was the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. And somehow, what's his name? Cumberbatch?
Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yeah, he done outdid himself. That movie was bad.
He's so good and good looking.
But it was very, very bad. You don't agree? You disagree?
Well, okay. I didn't see it, so.
Well, no.
I have no opinion. I was just curious. I've never been a big fan of Dr. Seuss, and I know that's shocking because
that's a weird thing to say.
But I don't like him. I don't think he's in. Every time someone starts to read it, I'm like,
is it because he was a Nazi?
I care less. Was he? Okay, I was talking to someone about this the other day, and I'm like, I know he did political cartoons, but I don't know what side he was for.
Yeah, I don't know, and maybe I just made that up, but I feel like I heard that somewhere.
I think it was from thought. I knew something. We'll double check on that. Get our research team on that, which is when we hang up.
We're gonna get the Seuss family after us.
They're big fans. Not anymore. Okay, my other one was The Patriot.
Didn't see it.
You didn't see The Patriot? Like, everybody saw The Patriot. That was like, everyone was talking, cause, like, how cute Mel Gibson was. Ooh, sorry about it. And how cute, what's his name? The guy from 10 Things I Hate About You and The Joker. Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Draco Malfoy's dad, and it's about the Civil War. Because, well, I'm not surprised you didn't watch it. Well, maybe because you're not in the South. I don't know, but we had to watch it all the time because, like, there's so many places, like, they filmed in South Carolina because...
We had to see, Saving Private Ryan in school, which I don't think that's an appropriate movie for, like...
Is there sex in it?
I don't know, but there's definitely a lot of, like, bodies being blown apart.
Well, I think we probably watched it more because a lot of I've been doing a lot of research on South Carolina history standards, mm-hmm. and I actually want to pull up like California standards because I'm kind of interested. But we have a lot to do. I mean, we're obviously going to talk about South Carolina history. That's a huge part of the curriculum. So we had many battles fought in the Civil War in South Carolina, and they filmed a lot of it in South Carolina. So I think we watched that one a lot more than probably others. I think, did you watch Glory in high school or Glory in school?
No.
That was the other Civil War movie.
That doesn't sound familiar.
Apparently I've seen all the Civil War movies. Actually, I think the Civil War is really interesting. Me and like older dads have that in common. So yeah.
When you go to the meetings.
Okay. I'm sending you the 2001 list. Okay.
No, I'm good.
Oh, you already got it?
I'm already on 2004.
Already on what?
I'm on 2004. I've been picking while we've been talking.
Oh, so you haven't been listening to me, and then you're going to play it back and hear I've said funny things?
I haven't heard anything funny yet.
I haven't said, ow! You don't know, you haven't been listening!
All right, so 2001.
You go first, because I haven't found mine yet. Oh, I found mine.
All right. A little movie called Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone came out in 2001.
Okay, well, I hadn't gotten to that yet, but now I feel like
Joanna, have you seen that movie?
Okay, shout out to my friend JC. This is related, I swear. Uh-huh. So we sit next to each other in three of our classes on Thursday, so we're in all of our classes. Anyway, so we are like the Statler and Wardour from the Muppets. Uh-huh. we comment, but like we do it online, on Messenger. Uh-huh. We had to do this graph for school where we just like took an informal poll of something random, and she did Hogwarts House Are You?
Uh-huh.
And when she took this poll online, people were like, "What Hogwarts?" Like, they were just didn't know what she was talking about. And then we had to go share our results with everybody else, and I was the only one that was into Harry Potter like her.
Are these
and
like
so people were like
older people?
No, these are people our age, and like I never got into Harry Potter. And so JC is getting increasingly frustrated. She's like,
"Yeah, I'm frustrated for you guys. I'm all the way over here."
Yeah, she's a Ravenclaw. All
right, we can work with that.
As I get older, the more Slytherin I turn into. I'm sorry, God. okay, so Harry Potter. I think that's going to count for... Well, okay, since you said Harry Potter, I'm going to pick something else. So you said it for both of us.
Did you ever, when the books were coming out and you were a kid, did you go stand in line for the midnight releasing of the books?
Okay, my sister did the sweetest thing ever for me when I was growing up.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Jesus. Someone's coming to my house. Oh,
hopefully
Ryan.
It's Ryan.
It was. That would be. I have nothing to defend myself except for some potatoes.
I would have just been listening to a murder happen over here.
Then you could have turned our podcast into a true crime podcast, and would have been a success.
I would solve your murder over several seasons.
And like you actually have the answer the whole time. You just like hid the audio. You're just like dragging it out.
Yeah. So because like, for that sponsor,
sweet.
the twist at the end was. It was me.
Oh, ooh, that's the perfect crime.
Mm-hmm.
Except you just told me. So
I think,
my sister said, the long story short, my sister stood in line for me and so I could go home and get ready, aka put red lipstick on my forehead because I was Harry Potter.
So my friend and I were obsessed, and one year, I forget which book it was, but we went at the crack of dawn to get the way our bookstore was doing it, where they were giving out like tickets for your place in line. And we got there super early and we got like number one or something. And so then we didn't have to stand in line all day. So we went to, this is not going to mean anything to you, but we went to Knott's Berry Farm, which is a theme park we have over here. And then we came home and we stood in line for Harry Potter and we were all dressed up and we walked up and down the line. We were like, we're looking for number two. 'Cause we're right in front of number two. Are you number two? We're looking for number two. And, we thought we were funny, but I'm sure nobody else did.
We're hilarious.
So that's my story. That kind of summed up my whole, high school experience was, I thought I was funny.
You thought you were cool. You thought you were funny.
So what's your 2001?
So yeah, Harry Potter, that's a good one. And then I just had it. Okay, Cats and Dogs.
Nope, don't know.
Okay, are you picking
real movies? Because I've never heard of any of these.
That's a real movie. Okay, Google that right now. First off, my husband after Ryan is in it, Jeff Goldblum.
Uh-huh.
He plays this dad who's a scientist, and he's working on a cure for dog allergies.
Cats and Dogs, The Revenge of Kitty Galore.
No, that's the second one. I'm not kidding. The first
one. Did I spoil your 2010?
No, I actually haven't seen that. And I need to go back and watch it. But when I watched this movie, I was like, this is the funniest movie I've ever seen in my life.
I have
no idea if it holds up. And I'm terrified to find out if it does. It doesn't.
Well,
Ryan just informed me that it does not hold up. What does he know?
IMDb gave it a rating of 5.1 out of 10.
That's pretty good for IMDb.
Not that great.
Okay, it is good. Okay, have you ever seen Will and Grace?
Yes.
Okay, the guy who plays Jack does the voice of the evil cat.
Uh-huh.
And the cats are plotting against the scientists because they don't want him to invent this cure for dogs, because if they do, dogs will be the number one pet and cats will be the number one pet. And I just remember, like, when I went to go see this in the theater, I was like in tears. I was laughing so hard at this movie. So again, I'm going to say it's amazing, and I don't want to rewatch it because I'm terrified it's not going to live up. So.
Audience, you let us know online if you've seen this movie.
I stand by my choice.
My next 2000.
Ryan does not stand by my choice.
My next 2001 movie.
Go ahead.
Is called Moulin Rouge.
Oh, you like that garbage movie?
You didn't like him. You didn't like
it? I hate
it. Why?
I hate it.
I thought for sure this we were going to have like the same movies.
No, I hate it so
why?
Much.
Tell me
it's
why.
It's so cheesy and they can't sing and the songs. it's just bonkers. It's just bonkers.
So good.
Yeah, I just don't get it.
All right, fine. Then what's your next movie?
Okay, Shrek.
Okay.
That was also a very funny movie.
Yeah, that one was very good.
I remember, okay. My mom dropped off my friend, me and Amelia, at the movie theater. And I turned to Amelia and I said, we're about to see the funniest movie of our lifetime.
I think that was like the first movie, the first kids movie that was that had more adult jokes in it than before. I think that was like a trailblazer in that sort of genre.
Yeah, and like so, I pretended to get all of them.
Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, so, I'll explain it to you when you're older.
Yeah, I get this. I'm cool. No, but that movie was just generally funny. And like Mike Myers, it was like kind of the early 2000s was like Mike. Well, no, he did get in the 90s too. But like for movies, his gold mine, we had like Austin Powers coming up, and it was just kind of like launched him in a way. I mean, not that he didn't, he was already famous before that. It was like the craze. And like that was a pretty good. The only movie I don't like in that like series is probably the one with like the ogre babies. I don't care for that one.
I don't remember.
And like Rumpelstiltskin. The one with Justin Timberlake is very good.
Which was the one with the fairy godmother with Jennifer Saunders?
Oh, God. That's the second one. Oh, she's hilarious in that movie.
Because I like that. I just like her in general. Have you ever seen Absolutely Fabulous?
I have. I haven't finished all. I've probably like finished like one season of it. It's really good.
Yeah, it's really good.
I just haven't finished it.
The movie.
Okay.
The movie that came out not too long ago was not that great. Just going to.
What movie? Oh, the Absolutely Fabulous movie?
Yeah. It came out like a year or two ago.
Okay.
You can skip it.
Okay. That's like, I love Sex and the City. Don't see the movies. Yeah. Actually, the first one's not too bad.
I actually haven't
the
seen
it. The second one's a hot garbage.
I haven't seen any of that show.
Have you ever seen the show?
No.
It's on Amazon Prime.
Not a single episode.
Well, Ryan did a very funny joke the other day about Sex and the City. He's been watching it with me. And my hair.
Because Diego and I like to binge watch old shows. Is that something we should go back and watch?
A binge watch.
It's a binge watch. All right.
It's a binge watch.
Sex.
It's my Oh Hello reference for the day.
No, but
for anyone who doesn't know what I look like, I used to have brown hair and turned it red.
This is not your.
So I looked like Miranda.
This is not your. Your classified ad, Joanna.
A saucy redhead. Mm-hmm. No, I'm trying to make my joke. Well, Ryan's joke, but I'm going to claim it as mine.
All right.
So we're watching Sex and the City, and I look like Miranda because I have short red hair, but my roots are growing back because I'm trying to go back to my normal hair color. And Ryan looks over and he goes, you look like Miranda who's morphing into Charlotte.
I've never seen the show, so that means nothing to me.
Well, you know what they, I mean, you, okay, we don't have a, whatever. Someone's going to find it funny.
Oh my God. Somebody
you're welcome.
Somebody out there. Somebody out there had to pause the episode to catch their breath.
Google it. Google it, yeah. Okay. Okay, 2002.
There was a little movie with somebody named Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, yeah. I almost got stabbed in the,
sorry.
Excuse me, Joanna, we're trying to do a podcast here. Can you listen to me?
Sorry, I'm a distracted puppy dog.
Can you tell Ryan to take over the taquitos? But don't.
No, they're done.
Oh, all right. But don't eat them all.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Apparently, he's claiming I didn't make taquitos. I made burritos. Or not burritos, enchiladas.
No.
Okay, Ryan's defending him. He said they have the salsa in them. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay,
wait.
Well, I still don't understand. I don't understand how they get crunchy when you bake them.
Because I think it's healthier if you bake them instead of frying them.
Yes, but aren't they just like soft and warm?
No, they're crunchy because they're crunchy on the. Because they get crunchy when you bake them.
All right, so 2002.
Yeah, Ryan detests that they're crunchy.
All right.
That's how much you're thinking of it.
Tell you what. Next.
Okay, what were we saying, Matt?
Next time I come over, you can make them for me.
Okay, good. Do you want the spicy or the sweet?
Sweet does not sound good.
It is good.
You know what? I don't really like. I have something controversial to say.
Okay.
I don't really like barbecue sauce.
Okay, so you're not coming to visit me in South Carolina. He doesn't like barbecue sauce.
I'm no longer invited.
Get out.
Joanna just.
We're not made of barbecue sauce.
Joanna just ends the call right now. Click.
We are made. Ryan just said, "Well, do you like pimento cheese? Because that is a given."
I'll try it. I don't think I've ever had it.
He'll try it.
Oh, actually, I have tried it, and I didn't like it.
I didn't like it.
Anyway.
Okay, moving on. Okay, what Leonardo DiCaprio movie? It wasn't Titanic, was it?
No, it wasn't. It was called Catch Me If You Can.
Oh, I love the musical that's based on. I never saw the movie.
You never saw the movie? After I saw that movie, I was convinced that all I wanted to do was just commit crimes. It looked like such a...
really inspired
It looked like such a glamorous life, running from the law, stealing identities.
If you like that movie, mm-hmm. listen to the soundtrack of Catch Me If You Can, the musical. There's a great song in there that I love, the Goodbye song, mm-hmm. and Someone Else's Skin. That's a great song. And it's Aaron Trebet from Nice and Normal and being cute. Right.
I'll have to ask my sister.
Harry Potter and the Chamber of...
Well, okay. So I was going down the list, and every year there was a Harry Potter movie on it, but I chose not to choose.
Yeah, can we just leave that off?
Every year the Harry Potter movie was good. All right.
Chloe did it. Sorry, Ryan's accusing me of eating his cookie butter. Sorry, Ryan, you need to go away. I'm joining this podcast.
Like all this cookie butter?
Do you know what cookie butter? Oh, I told you about cookie butter. It's amazing. And yeah, I didn't eat any of Ryan.
I didn't understand what it was.
It's a Biscoff. What is it? Biscoff cookie? Biscoff cookie, and they crunch it, and they make peanut butter of it. I don't know how it works.
I don't know. That doesn't make sense. You can't just smash cookies and make butter.
Yes, you can. It's science.
Is it like raw cookie dough?
I don't know, because it's baked cookie. Anyway, yeah, so sense. Yeah, we'll leave Harry Potter off the list because there's a Harry Potter. It's just assumed. That's like the elephant in the room. We all love Harry
Potter. Everybody loves Harry Potter.
Okay. All right, go ahead. So what's your first one?
I already did my first one. You still haven't done your first one.
Oh, that's what I meant. It's my turn. Okay, A Walk to Remember. I don't like Nicholas Sparks movies. I hated The Notebook. I hated Dear John, but I loved A Walk to Remember.
I never saw
it. With Machane West and Mandy Moore. Oh, okay.
Didn't see it.
You need to watch it. It's so good.
Is it sad?
I'll always remember.
It sounds like
is it sad? Yeah, it's real sad.
Is it a romantic comedy?
It's not funny. Oh. It's romantic. That's about it. I mean, there's some jokes, I guess, but it's really not romantic. I mean, it's really not funny. It's very romantic, though.
So I'm going through the years.
So your turn.
I'm going through the years while we're talking, and there's a patch where there was, like, no good movies all year.
There's a what?
There's, like, a period of time where there just were, like, mm-hmm. no good movies. You'll get there. My next movie was Renee Zellweger and Catherine Zeta-Jones in Chicago.
Yes, I agree.
Yes, yes, yes.
Absolutely great. But I always... Okay, spoiler. Woo, 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 woo. For anyone who has not seen Chicago.
Yeah, it only came out in 2002.
That play ends wrong. This is how it should end. Have I told you this?
No.
I probably have. I got really upset about it one night. Okay, so if you have seen the movie and you're okay with hearing my theory about how it ends, you're going to have to hear how it really ends. So, like, Roxy gets away with murder and she basically treats Amos like shit, her husband, and she gets away with it, essentially. And so here's my idea. So we know Amos feels like he's Mr. Cellophane and then he can get away with anything because no one knows he's there. Mm-hmm. I think he should have killed Roxy and then done a reprise of Mr. Cellophane. And when he shoots her and she's dead, he goes, "Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to bother you." And he walks away, and then Amos becomes famous. But, well, I guess not famous because then people would know he murdered her. But, and he sells cookies because famous Amos. Okay. Uh-huh. No, but then he gets away with it and he goes to live a happy life.
Wow, Joanna.
That's how it should end. In my opinion.
Well,
I'm not telling anyone how to write their movie.
I'm the wrong person to be telling this to.
Because
I didn't work on the movie.
I'm not blaming you.
It's also a show. It's not like the movie people wrote the show.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying, no, I said I was a problem with the play. Well, like, I don't like it.
How old is the play?
I feel like she gets away with... Yeah, she gets with the murder. I don't know. I don't have these resources to look it up.
I'm looking it up right now.
All right, what's your next one?
I think it's your turn because I said Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Are you stalling?
I can't keep up. No, I'm not stalling. Oh, gross. Oh, Made in Manhattan. I love that movie. It's when I fell in love with Jennifer Lopez. I love her. There's no wrong in my book.
Made in
Manhattan. It's so good.
Man,
Ray Fiennes and Tyler Posey from Teen Wolf, isn't it? As a little cute kid, and such a good movie. I posted a reference to it on my Facebook like weeks ago, where there's a speech in it where he's a politician, and every time he gets nervous, he holds a paperclip in his hand. It's like a lightning rod to take all the nervous energy away.
I don't think
and
I ever saw
so
this movie.
I do that one. It's so good.
I'm looking it up right now.
Okay, moving on to 2003 because it's almost midnight my time.
Okay, we can do this in two parts.
Oh, okay. Well, let's get to 2004, at least.
All right. 2003, okay. Big Fish.
I never saw it.
Okay. What's your next one?
What's it about? Fish?
No, it's, I believe it's Tim Burton.
What? That's misleading.
It's about, like...
It's about Tim Burton?
No, I think it's by him. He does, like... It's about, like... it's been so long since I've seen it. Big Fish. I don't know. Just look it up. Just watch it.
All right. That was super informative. Thank you for telling me that. Okay, so 2003.
It says a frustrated son tries to determine the fact from fiction in his dying father's life. His dad's life story is like full of all these lies, like Big Fish.
Oh.
And
Oh,
it was Tim Burton, directed by Tim Burton. There you go.
Okay, I have my two iconic movies.
All right, go.
Well, first off, hold on. This isn't iconic, but well, it is iconic because it was a really bad movie. This is not one of my picks, but Geely was released in 2003.
I don't know what that is either.
Remember Geely?
No.
Oh my god! It was okay. This was when Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck were like the power couple, and they made a movie together. And it was so bad, it was pulled the first day it was released.
Maybe that's why I don't know it.
It was the winner of 6 Razzies, including Worst Picture. Okay, that's not one of my movies.
Okay.
My movies are Elf, because I still quote it in Live the Spirit of Buddy all year round.
Still haven't seen it.
You haven't seen Elf? No. I think we've talked about this. We have talked about this, because I yelled at you last time.
And I got it, and it's ready to... It's
lucky
ready
for you.
To be watched.
Okay, lucky for you, you can watch Elf any time of the year. So.
Watch Elf. Number two on my list was Finding Nemo.
I came around to that movie. I didn't like it.
No, you didn't like
it
at first?
No.
I thought it was good.
And then I loved it when I saw it when I was older.
All right.
I don't know why. Same with Lilo and Stitch. I didn't like it when I first saw it.
How did you feel about WALL-E?
I hate WALL-E.
Why? I loved it so much and everybody hates it.
Ryan is saying that I was sick when I watched it. I need to watch it again. So I'll try and watch it again. But I remember hating it. I was like, why won't this stupid robot leave me alone? He was pestering me. I'm trying to sleep.
Because I loved it. Everybody hated it.
Okay. Oh,
so what's your last one?
Again, this isn't a great movie, but I love it. I want to see if you can guess it by the song I'm about to sing, okay?
Okay.
Hey now, hey now.
You're an all-star.
This is what dreams are made of. What?
Is that the Hannah Montana movie?
No! It is a Lizzie McGuire movie.
Oh, she's the same thing.
Paolo. No, it's not. No, it's not the same thing, and you need to know that.
Is it?
Those are completely different generations.
Isn't Hilary Duff of like Disney Channel shows? A mom now?
Yeah, and she, okay, there's a, if you Google like Hilary Duff getting Parker tickets, she like it, she just like gets like 38 years. She's just really bad at parking.
She was like,
or
the original.
She's so much money, she doesn't care.
She was like the original Hannah Montana. She was the original Miley Cyrus. Because didn't she?
Yes, and she's amazing, and I love
her.
Didn't
she do songs and stuff too? Didn't she have a singing career for a little while?
Yes. Hey now, hey now. This is a dream I'm made of. Yes, she did. And every time we are out when it is raining, no matter what, Ryan knows it's coming. I'm going to sing, let the rain fall down and wash away all my... Yeah, I can't stop. No, I caught him off by surprise once. I was like, hey, you know what this rain makes me feel like? And he went, what? I went, let the rain fall down. Got him. Got him.
Trapped him. Oh, all right.
Well, so 2004.
This was... Oh, we want to keep going?
2004.
All right. The Incredibles, the first one.
I didn't like the first one, but I loved the second one.
How did you not like the first one? How do you not like the first one, but you like the second one?
Well, I already watched it lately. It was pretty good, but I like the second one way better.
No.
We got more Edna in it. No. We got the baby in it.
The first one was amazing.
Good.
And then my other 2004 one was The Phantom of the Opera.
Ugh. That was so boring. And Janet, I love The Phantom of the Opera. They dragged it on.
How are we
friends?
How are we even friends? You're really trying this relationship.
We weren't friends in the early 2000s, apparently. Apparently. Okay, my first one is Mean Girls, and I feel like that should be like...
Yeah.
You've seen Mean Girls, right?
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it maybe twice in my entire life. And it's one of those movies that everyone makes references to, but I haven't seen it enough to get the references. And so I always feel like I'm like the worst gay who has never seen Mean Girls 1,000 times.
I mean, you said it. I didn't.
So
okay, my other one is 13 going on 30.
And I think I saw that one as well. See, I just didn't watch. I think we just watched different movies.
That movie. Okay, hold on. Okay, I'm gonna name another one. Just like not for the list, but just like see if we have any common ground. Apparently, no, I don't like that. I don't know that one. Catwoman came out that year. It was not good. That also won four Razzies that year.
Was that the one with Halle Berry?
It was.
I did.
And
see
like,
that
no, people like crap on that movie, but she looked good in that movie.
I like her. She's good.
Okay, Eurotrip. Do you remember the movie Eurotrip?
Yeah, I believe so. Was that kind of like an American Pie?
Yeah, and I feel like that's one of those movies that I thought was really, really funny growing up. And if did I you went ever, back and watch it, like, this is a bitch.
When you were in high school, did you ever watch a comedy that you thought was really funny and then you went to go watch it with your family and then realized how inappropriate it was?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Or, like, I didn't think the scene was that bad until I watched it with my family. I was like, oh, what was I thinking?
Yeah, you're like, oh, my God, this movie was hilarious. And then you go rent it, and you're sitting in the living room with your parents, and you're like, I just remembered I gotta go.
Yeah, just you tense up, and you're just like, oh, no, will this ever this end? This is
not appropriate okay, for parents to be seeing.
Okay, I'm trying to find another movie that we might have in common.
All right, I'm going to give you homework because I know you haven't seen this movie yet and you need to see it. It's called...
Okay, what movie?
Tu Wong Fu.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen that movie.
Go watch it.
I need to see it.
Before we
speak
again.
Okay, then you have to watch...
I'm not...
Made in Manhattan.
All right.
Okay, I promise to watch Tu Wong Fu and you promise to watch Made in Manhattan.
I can do this.
Okay, I can do it too. Okay, this was a really weird episode, but I think it turned out pretty good. it started with a cooking show.
It was a bit rough. Hey, Joanna, how did your taquitos? Have you tried your taquitos yet?
No, I'm not gonna be unprofessional.
But everybody wants to know how good they were. We were listening to you cook them.
I can tell you they're amazing.
All right,
without even knowing.
Then that's gonna
okay. You have a lot of editing magic to do.
Yeah.
You have to edit out all these freaking dropped calls. Apparently.
I have a lot of work.
I have nothing to do except wait for the end.
Mm-hmm. Wait for it to drop.
I'm going to start tweeting, though, y'all. That's my goal for this week.
Tweet more?
I am so upset. I had so many good Bachelor tweets this week. And
I saw you guys.
I got no responses.
I saw you were going crazy online, though. You and my sister were talking really for a while too. About The Bachelor.
Oh, yeah. Me and your sister were talking. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to ask her about the Catch Me If You Can musical.
Yeah, she'll probably know it.
She tends to know more than I do.
Okay, did you see my tweet about like wanting to be a PA on The Bachelor?
I believe so. Joanna, this is going
to... I was super proud of that.
This is going to shock the heck out of you, but I don't remember all of the tweets that you made in the last... since we last spoke.
The four I usually tweet, you don't remember? I only tweet like four a week. Mm-hmm. You tweet more than I do.
Yeah, I'm on there all day
You're
long.
You're redder. You are. It's sad. I'm just kidding. I'm on Instagram way more than... Yeah. All right. I got to call it a night.
All right. Who's listening, subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like us, leave a 5-star rating and review, because that would help us out a lot. You can follow us on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. The podcast has accounts, and we individually have accounts. You can find links to all those in the description. Make sure you smash that like button. Is that the wrong thing?
That sounds inappropriate.
Oh, no, that's a YouTube thing.
is it?
Yeah. I don't know. Neither of us are YouTubers.
You young people and your YouTube. In my day, we just had MySpace.
So is everybody going to go back to MySpace when Facebook finally implodes on itself?
I hope so. Do you remember Justin Timberlake bought MySpace?
That can't be true.
It is. He was like going to turn it into a music platform. That's why it's all like music centered when you go on there now.
No, I don't.
He's going to turn it into like the next big thing in music streaming, and that didn't work out.
I don't think that's true.
It's true.
All right. So what do we say again? call me later.
Call me later. Okay, no, we can't say it at the same time. It doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
He's all like, I'm never calling her again.
Yeah.
Okay, you can go first.
Joanna, call me later.
Okay, I'll call you later. Bye. little rough starting, but I feel like it really picked up, and then we can finish up where we were. That's fine. Stopped in 2004, right?
Yeah, I think it's too late. I'm wondering if we're like low energy because we're tired.
I thought it was pretty. It picked up.
All
right. We're just gonna have to like edit the. You have to edit.
I was looking online for like improv games to play because I figured that would get us like warmed up, but I couldn't find anything good.
Ooh.
I couldn't find anything that was suitable for just like over audio. It was all like,
we'll figure it out.
It was all like, and then you turn to your partner and so.
Oh boy.
That wouldn't have worked out too. Oh, all right. I guess she just hung up on me. Pretty good. Right now I'm looking at a website, conversationstarterworld.com, and they've got lists of funny questions to ask and deep conversation topics or 200 and
help Matthew marital aids.
Well, there's questions to ask your boyfriend and girlfriend.
You're breaking up to me. You're like, wah.
Well,
me or you?
Joanna, you're breaking up to me. I can hear you.
Wait, really?
No. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear
you. Okay. I think you're just being dramatic.
All right. I guess that was a non problem. All right. Anyway, you're saying.
So I don't know. I'm just looking at these lists of conversation starters.
Mm-hmm.
Topics to talk about.
What's the best one?
I don't know. I was reading while you were talking, so.
What were you wrong about?
What was I what?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
I can hear you.
I can hear you.
Okay.
Oh, hi?
Joanna.
Yeah?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello? What's happening?
Hi!
What's happening?
I don't know. You keep saying hello, and I'm like, yes.
I can hear you.
Hold on, I'm gonna restart.
Should we switch websites?
I'm gonna refresh.
Okay.
Nice to meet you. Wait, sir.
You haven't refreshed yet.
But you can still hear me.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's like, woo, so you get to hear me. Hello?
Hello?
Ah, you scared me.
Oh, it's just me.
You scared me. You're like a cute ghost.
That's me, boo. Yeah.
You're so, like Casper.
Well, now you're breaking up.
You're breaking up. Ah! Oh my god! That knife almost murdered me! Hello?
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 Joanna, did you spill barbecue sauce on your computer or something?
Why do you assume it's me?
I don't know, because I can hear you fine. So
so then it's you!
Therefore, it's not my fault.
That doesn't make sense.
So what needs to happen then?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Oh, hold on a second.
Can you hear me?
Okay. No. Oh my god, I'm about to die. Hold on a second. Oh, mother. Move, Chloe. DJ Prince Charming. Hey, ma'am. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, I've moved to.
Nope, lost you. Did you unplug? All right, Joanna, I'm going to send you.
Oh.
We're going to try a different website.
Maybe. No, wait. I can hear. How's this now?
I can hear you.
Okay, so you were like, did you unplug? And I was like, ugh, I didn't. And then I realized
it was unplugged. I don't know. None of these questions are good.